Smart Trips provides participants with bike maps and bus schedules. They'll also get a free pedometer, bicycle taillight, and a one-week pass to ride UTA. Vicki Bennett is the director of Salt Lake City's Division of Sustainability and Environment. She says a city employee will hand deliver the materials, answer questions, and even help map out individual routes.
So we're really getting it to a personal basis, saying what might be the hindrances to you being able to use something other than your car, and how can we help you find a way to make that work.
The city tested Smart Trips in the East Liberty Wells neighborhood this spring and will now expand the program to Rose Park and Wasatch Hollow. David Galvin owns Mestizo Coffee House in Rose Park. He says public transportation and walkable, bikeable neighborhoods are essential to his business.
West High School has 400 plus students that will ride the Trax line. The baristas at work, three of them live in the neighborhood. One of them, all she does is ride her bike. She volunteers at the Bike Collective. This is what we're about.
All programs are free to the public. A link to more information about Smart Trips can be found on our website, KUER.org. Whitney Evans, KUER News.